Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Curious Compulsions. This file may make you, well, move, really. Feeling like certain things in your body are craving for certain conditions. There are all kinds of ways that this could happen, and you may or may not be aware of your body at all times. What your fingers are doing is not always conscious. And of course, there's the fact that the left hand may not know what the right hand is doing at the time, and vice versa, let alone what the rest of your body is up to. Because there are many ways in which you could unconsciously, curiously tease yourself. Who knows why, even? Perhaps you feel tempted by something, teased by another, or maybe even simply aroused. Well then, I wonder what you were thinking, waiting for me to say words, wondering where I was going with this. But you don't know. And there are many things that you don't know about your own thoughts and your own body. Most of the time, your body runs itself. And while you can be made aware of it, that awareness never lasts long. Right now, for example, I am sure that you are more aware of your body than you were before, noticing your breathing, perhaps even the weight of your tongue in your mouth, or the position of your limbs, your arms and hands in a place that they've been for a while now while you listened. Are you feeling calm or curious? Is your mind racing with possibility or quietly waiting for me to feed it? Maybe it's doing both. One side of your brain brawling with ideas, boiling with thoughts, while the other part is quietly listening to my voice, letting itself drift and wander in wizened thoughts, fantasies floating around into a drifting state, into beautifully quiet moments. But that's okay, there's no way to know for sure what your body or mind is doing at any specific time, unless I would give it an idea. Maybe then the thing it's doing has been created and controlled, therefore pushed in one direction and pulled even further. I wonder, would a bit of arousal be so bad? Would some temptation be so terrible? Teasing your mind into further touching. But I don't know, maybe it is a bad idea to touch while you're listening. Or maybe you just don't want to be aware of it, letting your body move. That's okay. You can do whatever you want, and your body can unconsciously control your feelings, your thoughts, your limbs, your position, all without needing a single conscious thought. Because that's how it is most of the time. And when you get into a particular state in heat, arousal, desiring, your body tends to move in a specific way. More sensual and sensitive, and at the same time, inviting, wanting, and who knows what else. Because your body is capable of all kinds of things without you needing to think about them at all. Almost like an animal. an animal in heat following their instincts, simply driven by desire. You, of course, are a human, thinking, wise, and wondering about all these things in your mind, while at the same time the rest of your body is still very much instinctual. And maybe that is what this is. These curious compulsions are instigated by instinct. See, this isn't really a trance or a trial. It's only a guide, a few words floating through your mind, mentally mapping a myriad of possibilities floating back and forth until one is grabbed by your thoughts and applied to the right place, like pressure, rubbing in the right way, in the right place. Just a caress or a hump, a pressure placed in a very piquant position, a naughty notion of desire floating through you and then drifting, drooling perhaps. Who knows what your mind will do once you get into the flow of things. Your touching or your mind making you touch. Almost like masturbation. Perhaps not. Absent-minded and your mind absent. Simply serving your sexual needs with a blissful ballad of beautiful sensations spreading through your mind. There's no need to register any of it. Let it just randomly go rampant through your mind. There is no rhyme or reason to whatever treason your fingers are performing at any time, or the movements of your hips pressing themselves back and forth into whichever is convenient, just so you can ride it. To revel in the curious sensations without even realizing the elation of your mind beautifully behind the curve. An unconscious decision to desire and dreaming, drifting, floating, fleeting thoughts melting away. Maybe I should be telling you what to do and maybe not. Your fingers could already very well be doing the very thing that you're not supposed to be thinking about. But we all know what happens when you try to not think. Then again, you may be teased into temptation and falling further, floating into a state of drifting arousal, always attacking, attaching, and then almost surprising, subtly, sneakily, smoothly, sensually, drawing your fingers near, fluttering touches, just senseless sensations smoothly behind your mind. There's no reason to notice any of the naughty things that might be happening. Or maybe you're dreaming the desire and the touching itself, and you're perfectly innocent while you are strongly imagining it. Maybe you are already touching, and yet it could be simply your imagination as you masturbate without your mind. These curious compulsions come from a place of creation where your mind is filled with fantasies and desire. It knows deep inside what it craves. Well, I wonder what you will do. Where will your mind wander? And what journey will your joints complete? Will they drift deeper, deliciously and deliriously, darkening your desire into sweet surrender? Or is the arousal a simple subtlety, sneakily sliding its way through your thoughts, filling your fantasies in the back of your mind without a single moment of realization? You know, a snap of my fingers with a wake would probably make you wonder what happened before. As you're focused on these words, everything that passed before this moment, from the moment the file started, is sort of drifty. I'm sure that you don't recall the exact moment where you started drifting into trance. And even if you do, it's already too late, because it's difficult to recall once you've been made aware of something else again. So no matter what your body is feeling or fondling right now, it's all okay to just relax and let your mind float into that state where there's just a drop waiting behind every suggestion. And in a moment, I'm going to suggest some very naughty things indeed, some specific, directly devious movements your fingers can make. And the more they make them, the less you'll realize what has been said. And as your mind drifts further and further into that state, the rest of your body may participate as well. Hips, thighs, all just working together on making it real. So remember very well the suggestions I just gave, and remember not to forget the forgetting to remember when drifting in and out of awake. And welcome back. I hope you had fun. And remember to watch your body sometimes. It might run away from you. Who knows?